Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Friday, the 24th of May 2024. Today's topic is Jesus prays at Gethsemane. Our text today is taken from Matthew chapter 26 verses 36 through 46. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here, while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Verse 38. Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here, and watch with me. And he went a little farther, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What, could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Verse 42. He went away again the second time, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them, and went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples, and saith unto them, Sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Verse 46. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. Our memory verse today is taken from Matthew chapter 26 verse 41. Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. The prayer of Jesus Christ at Gethsemane provides us a practical example and significance of prayer in the life of believers. Despite the fact that he is God, he demonstrated dependence on his heavenly Father through prayer. Walking with God will be extremely difficult without prayer. Many Christian youths complain and murmur whenever they face challenges. Why will you not follow the example of Jesus by taking whatever challenge you are facing to the Lord in prayer? One way a believer can show faith is to talk to God in prayer. Prayer is one of the spiritual exercises many youths find difficult to carry out. The spirit indeed is always willing to pray, but the flesh could be weak. This was the case of the disciples at Gethsemane. So, the way to learn how to pray is to start praying. There are basic principles of prayer that you can learn from the prayer of Jesus at Gethsemane. We should go to a quiet place. Pray consistently in faith according to the will of God concerning our challenges. He will answer you. Quote for the day. Talk to God in prayer. The challenge for today is, there is no alternative to prayer. Prayer. O Lord, ignite the spirit of prayer in me in Jesus' name. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.